AMARC is an international NGO. We work for the community radio movement with the journalists also. It was founded in Montreal 30 years ago, so the headquarters is based in Montreal. Community radio is really big in Quebec and Canada. They really loved community radio, so they decided to found an NGO, and it started slowly, but it got it pretty big over the years.
Your main activity is developing projects that promote community radio in different parts of the world?
We have about 4,000 members in 150 countries around the world. But we're based in Montreal, but we have office in Brussels, in Kathmandu, in Lima, and also in Africa, in Dakar.
So those are the administrative offices of the organization. This is a nonprofit organization?
Yes, it's a nonprofit organization, yeah.
You are the organization that, in a sense, unites and represents community radio worldwide, is that correct?
Yes, we have members in the entire world.
Okay, are there any places of the world that do not have community radio?
Yes, there are still countries that don't have community radios. Like, for example, Russia, you don't have any community radios for now. And in China, there's no community radio.
Is it a movement that's growing, or are the number of stations growing worldwide?
Yes, the numbers are growing every year, and we're working in that sense. We do a lot of networking between the different community radios, the federation, but we also do projects to help the radios everywhere.
How do stations participate in this international organization?
We have a conference every 4 years, and we discuss different projects, different orientations. Everything we do is decided by all the members, but every year we contact everybody so they have a say in everything that we do. And for participation, we contact them through mailing lists, through the website, through social media, so they can participate in the project. And every project that we do it with partners, but also with community radios.
Do you have a sense of where community radio is growing the most rapidly in the world?
Maybe in Africa and in Asia. Also in the Middle East at the moment it's growing too.
And why is it? What's causing it to grow?
I think it's maybe political change that allows that to grow. There's been a lot of change, for example, in the Middle East. That change has allowed the community radios to have an access to the airwaves. You know, in Tunisia, community radio were not allowed. There's been change on the political aspect. Now they have a better access to the airwaves. So that's a good change.
As you said, one of AMARC's goals is to create projects that feature community radio and that partner with other organizations. And this is really the kind of project that we ended up getting involved with. Can you describe this project?
Yes, that's a project that we did in collaboration with FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. It was related to the second International Conference on Nutrition that just said it was held in Rome in November. So before the conference, we wanted to get a sense on what nutrition mean in the different parts of the world. So we organized an international radio campaign with the different community radio just to see how we talk about nutrition, food, agriculture all over the world. So we launched an appeal to the radios, and we received a lot of submission, and we choose the best one. So that's how you came in contact with us.
How many people ended up sending submissions to the contest?
A lot. I don't remember how many responded, but more than 100, I think. But we chose 41 in the end from different parts of the world. And the topics are really varied, and everyone who submitted a production, it was very interesting to see how we talk about the topics are the same, nutrition, food, agriculture, but the way we talk about it is very different from one country to another. And we received a little bit of production from different parts of the world about urban farming. We know that it's a big trend around the world at the moment, so we got one from Quebec, actually, and from Ireland, Yeah, and we received some from Japan about the Fukushima incident, but related to agriculture and food. We got one from Iraq, and the production from Iraq was, well, of course, it's in Arabic, but they sent a script. So I could read a little bit about it. It's a discussion between an engineer and the host, and he's giving advice on how to be better at cultivating the land. So he's giving advice to farmers to have better agriculture. So that was one of the goals of the campaign. And we received a lot on food security because it's a big issue. So
food security in the sense of being able to be sure that you have food, right?
Yes. Well, it's what we wanted to see also with this international campaign is how you feel about those kinds of issues because it's really important. And that's the point of the conference also. It's how are we going to solve malnutrition and hunger in the world? They say that over 2,000 participants attended the meeting, but a lot of government people, representatives, but a lot of persons from civil society and a business community also. It was a really big, big conference.
And did you say this was put on by the United Nations?
It was, yes, the United Nations, yes. It's an important issue in every part of the world. There's a discussion going on in communities. It's very important that we continue to talk about it. And from AMAC's side, we really promoted the campaign. And I know that we reached a lot of people. Community radio have a role and are engaging their community by talking about different issues, and food and nutrition is certainly a big one.
Did AMARC initiate this particular project with the radio stations?
Yes, it was a discussion with FAO. We were a long-time partner of FAO, and it was a discussion that we had, I think, over the summer with FAO, and it was a way to show the engagement of community radios, and it's something that we try to do more and more campaigns like this.
And it came out of your relationship with the UN that you have on an ongoing basis.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you got all these applicants, and who judged them?
We did on AMARC side. Well, we had different criteria for choosing the production, the quality of production, the topics. You have to be on topic. The language was one. The length was one. Everything was written in the appeal. And so, yes, we chose them.
What was the language requirement?
It was in French, Spanish, and English.
And
that's
English.
a requirement that we have with FAO because it's their working language. And we opened it up in the middle of the campaign. We decided we had a discussion with them, and we decided to open it up to more language.
Mm-hmm.
So more community radios would be able to participate if they wanted to submit something. So then we had the possibility to have a production from Iraq, from Japan, from more places. They cannot necessarily produce in English or French or Spanish. Really, it was very open. So as long as the production was on food, on agriculture, on nutrition, we were very open-minded because we wanted to show the diversity of the production too. So that's why we have something, from my opinion, very different from one country to another.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to have 35 production that were all the same. I think it's more interesting this way.
It shows the diversity of approaches.
Yes.
And cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember the program that came from KHOI, from the Donna Lana Kitchen Show?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us why did you choose this program? What was it about it that made you want to include it?
When I received it, I found it very engaging and well-produced. I really liked the jingle. And I think the topic was interesting, and it showed an aspect that we didn't have yet in the campaign. If I remember correctly, they have a portrait of a farmer, a producer of carrots. And the way they discussed with this person, it's something that we didn't have in the campaign yet.
What was it about the way they were discussing it that was different?
Just the way the both ladies, they engaged the person. the way that they discuss with this man, it's very engaging. It's very interesting. And the way they talk about food, from my point of view, it added value and information. I think it's interesting for an audience worldwide. So we decided it fitted well with the objective of the campaign. So we included it in the campaign. I think it's their tone. It's their passion for food, and it shows that they really like radio, they really like food, they really know their stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's really original. I listen to a lot of radio, and I really like their submission.
Some people would ask why Jell-O is a topic of international importance. Can you maybe explain why Jell-O is worthy of international attention?
Well, I think Jell-O is food, and it's original, and I don't know. I thought that it would interest a lot of people, and from what I heard here and the people that I suggested it to listen, everybody liked it, and they all find it really interesting and original. And, you know, most of the production that we receive are talking about public policies, environment, family farming, you know. It shows another aspect of the way we engage food, nutrition, and it's really an important aspect, too.
And in a way, what I hear you saying is it expressed how people love food.
Yes, it's really important to love food, and it's important to talk about food this way, too. So I was really happy to have a production like that in the campaign.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for including us. It was just a real great thing for us, too.
Well, I was really, really happy to receive this production. I was really happy to discover this show because I've been listening to it. So.
You mean you've been listening to the other shows that they've done?
Yes, yes. I really like it.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, you know, it's really wonderful because they're very new. And,
oh, really? Okay.
They're not new at dealing with food. They're very experienced as, you know, chefs and as raisers of food. Lana's a farmer herself.
Okay.
So they have a lot of experience with food, but they're very, very new to radio. They have not even been on the air for a year. So this is a wonderful thing to feel so connected by an experience like this. So we really thank you for that.
Well, I thank you. I think they're really good. I really like them. So
that's wonderful. Thank you, Karen Poirier.
Happy holidays to the people of Iowa from AMARC's International Secretariat.